This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The February unemployment report comes out tomorrow. Should be pretty much in line with what we've been seeing the past couple of years. Coronavirus isn't going to show up until this month's report. But one of the things we're all going to be looking at tomorrow morning is wages. Pay increases over the past year have slowed quite a bit. But, you know, looking at average wages for all private sector workers, I can gloss over some pretty big variations between jobs and industries, especially in an economy where the labor market is so tight. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman went in search of the paycheck bounce.
There are 250 rainbow trout.
I'm in the third grade classroom of John Walrod. He's a public school teacher in Portland, Oregon, with 15 years experience and two master's degrees under his belt.
I am at the top of the salary scale now, which means $88,000. I feel like I'm in a good place. I finally have a little bit of breathing room.
Portland's teachers union negotiated across-the-board pay hikes in the 2.5% to 3% range recently, without giving ground on health and retirement plans.
We have really quite good benefits. A new teacher, though, can't pay their rent with dental insurance.
Like Walrod, most teachers around the country have been getting above-average raises lately. The job site Glassdoor, which tracks pay across occupations, reports that median pay was up 4% in January from 1 year earlier to just under $50,000. Senior economist Daniel Zhao says one reason teacher pay is on the upswing after years of tight budgets and stagnant wages.
They are union represented, and they have been pushing legislatures to increase pay, and I wouldn't expect that to change anytime soon.
Another occupation with above-average wage gains recently is restaurant work. Cooks and managers are both up about 3.5% in the last year, according to Glassdoor. 56-year-old Verna Anderson has been cashing in on those higher wages. We met at a local restaurant in Portland. She has a culinary certificate and has worked in kitchens on and off since she was a teenager. Over the past 2 years, she's cooked a lot of pancakes and prime rib.
I worked up on the north slope of Alaska in the oil fields, in man camps, they call them, out on an island in the Beaufort Sea. A lot of cooking and cleaning, managing, ordering.
Not to mention 6 months of darkness, bone-chilling wind, and hungry polar bears. On the plus side, the pay, $21 an hour and lots of overtime.
I made about $69,000 a year. I would work for 2 weeks, and then I would come back here. Now, when I say I worked, they were 15-hour days, every single day, no day off.
Anderson came home to Portland last month. Now she's interviewing for jobs in security and corrections. That's another sector that's seen strong wage gains. Anderson's done the work before, supervising inmates and food prep in a state prison and screening passengers as a TSA officer at the Portland airport. TSA's currently in a hiring freeze, but Anderson says she'd gladly go back if they start hiring again.
It may not pay the greatest, but it's a good environment, really. The public hates you, but your coworkers are wonderful.
Glassdoor reports security officers' paychecks are up 6.5% since last year, more than twice the national average. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.